Now that we have spoken about the compensation strategy and strategic flexibility, typically the traditional and the strategic flexibility approach, let's focus on the compensation strategy, strategic from a flexibility point of view from another angle. In this particular context, flexibility is based on the premises that understanding and managing total compensation in global business shifts, thinking away from using balance sheet to keep expats economically whole or relying on a stereotypical notions of differences amongst nations. At the same time, the focus here is rather in understanding and leveraging the differences within and between the nations. So here, the flexibility from a compensation point of view is purely understanding that managing a total compensation in a global business unit and the overall thinking from a balance sheet point of view, from expats, from overall economically as a whole, a stereotypical notion. And the focus here is on understanding and leveraging this particular parameter of difference between different nations. Strategically, strategic flexibility means companies achieve advantage by customizing multiple compensations and reward system in their overall culture, at the same time creating and managing multiple deals to support a global business. It is consistent with the current practices of broadening the definition of total compensation to including the total value of employment. These are the four important elements of compensation from a strategic flexibility point of view. At the same time, if you see the graph, the image on the right-hand side, these are the different compensation total compensation parameters, which includes cash benefits, long-term incentives, as well as employment security conditions, employment conditions, work schedules, flexible schedules, learning opportunity, and so on, as a part of this representation on the right-hand side, which talks about the total value of employment from a compensation strategy and from a strategic flexibility point of view. As a part of our compensation strategy, the strategic flexibility approach focuses where there is a growing realization that focusing only on the financial forms of the total compensation creates a transactional relationship that can be easily copied or purchased by competitors, because here they're easily available, and that's the reason it really impacts on the overall or strategic flexibility point of view. At the same time, financial returns alone cannot extract the unique value added ideas and behaviors typically possessed by the employees, because these are the inbuilt skills which the employees have developed from a long-term point of view, and these are unique value additions which has happened over the ideas and behaviors. At the same time, strategic flexibility also includes a broader thinking that includes both financial and the other elements of the compensation strategy. And relationship in return talks about a relationship which may bind individuals more strongly to the organization, because they can answer those special individual needs that cannot be met by effectively within the economic returns. And hence, these are the relational terms, relational returns from overall flexibility point of view. For example, providing a child with via the non-economic return of flexible work schedule versus the financial return of salary to pay for childcare. The flexible schedule puts parent, not a caregiver, at home. Hence, such child care facilities, the flexibility which helps the caregiver and the parent to strike the balance between the compensation is one of the important elements as a part of our working compensation strategy. Compensation strategy, from a strategic flexibility point of view, flexibility is a choice and managing risk form the essence of its thinking, of this particular thinking. It begins by viewing employment relationship as an exchange. Under this view, both employer and employee make contributions and extract returns from the relationship. A critical principle is that the returns offered by the employer are the primarily determinants of the contribution provided by the employees. Hence, this is directly linked to each other from a compensation strategy point of flexibility point of view. As a part of this, in this particular image clearly defines the culture of office, and this particular model, the model below groups differentiates form of total compensation into three dimensions, into three sets: core, crafted, and choice. It includes any return an organization can offer that employee sees as a reward or a return for the contribution that they have made on the organization's behalf. And this is where this particular graph, this particular image on the right hand side, clearly defines the important elements and the relationship between these different attributes of compensation strategic flexibility. The core section of the model includes compensation and rewards forms that signals corporate global mindset, for example, creating customer service culture in the organization. The crafted section here focuses on the set of compensation elements in the figure, which assumes that, when I see the figure, I'm referring to this particular figure on my screen. The crafted set of compensation elements in the figure assumes that the business unit or the regional leaders have discrete to choose among a menu of total compensation forms that may be important to gain and sustain advantage in a market in the current in which they are currently operating. For example, some form a housing assistant may make sense in Shanghai, whereas in London or Tokyo, compensation from a transportation assistance may make more sense. And basis on this, the housing assistant and the transportation assistant will be one of the game changers from a compensation strategic flexibility point of view. The alternative is the choice of the set to offer flexibility for the employees to select amongst various forms of total compensation. For example, here might include opportunity to take educational leaves to become eligible from a regional or from a global assignment point of view, are a few of the examples which we consider as a part of the core, crafted, and the choice set from overall offering and from a flexibility point of view. The strategic flexibility model offers managers the opportunity to tailor the total compensation system to fit the context in which they compete within the framework of corporate principle, because here, based on the principle, they can play around and they can have the flexibility from an overall compensation strategic approach point of view. Some companies from a strategic flexibility model, simply draws the existing practices under the one umbrella. For example, it treats expats as simply another group, such as, sales discipline and other streams of businesses. Other companies operate with their international compensation and reward system pointed in many different directions, and that's how they get the flexibility from an overall approach point of view to be able to choose and pick what is the best suited from an overall compensation, strategic compensation, flexible compensation point of view. The compensation approach, balance sheet, approach focuses on the integrated, the integration on the basis of the base salary for PCNs and TCNs to the salary structure of the home country. There are three important, the three main disadvantages to this approach, where it provides equity between assignments and between expats of the same nationality. It also eases the communication, and due to the consistency between the compensation system and the compensation, the compensation system pattern, the parent of the parent company, the parent country, the reappraised association, the entire process for expat is facilitated. So under this approach of balance sheet, all these points are considered from a flexibility, from an assignment, and from an ease of communication point of view. There are primarily disadvantage of this approach is it can result in significant disparities between the expats from different nationality and between expats and local doing the same work because of the complexity in nature, and of also it is a complex to administer from a long-term point of view. This approach is primarily based on local market rates, which become very, very time consuming and tedious, and it heavily relies on survey comparisons amongst the national and amongst the local nationals, expats of the same nationality, and expats of all nationalities. And hence, the differentiation between these two compensation is one of the important element to be able to understand from the current approaches of going rate approach. The main advantage of this approach is that pay equity with local nationals is facilitated. It also promotes equity among different nationalities doing the same work, who are at the same set of people, the same skill set, the same approach. The approach is simple and easy for expats to understand because it's clearly defined as a part of their compensation policy. It provides a greater identification with the host nation is one of the key advantage of this particular approach. Let's understand the further part of the compensation approach. Approaches from a going rate approach point of view. The main disadvantage of this approach is variation in pay between assignments for the expat, for the same expat, and pay disparities between expats from the same nationality doing different similar work in different nations. The same approach also causes potential re-entry challenges, particularly when the expat have been receiving a significantly more pay while on assignment as compared to the home location, home nation. And that's how this particular approach has a major disadvantage from a variation in the pay parity and from the approach of the potential re-entry related challenges. Let's understand the second part of the global challenges in the international compensation part. The constant challenge for companies operating internationally is the need of balance providing remuneration packages competitive enough to attract the right people to meet the company objective with keeping cost as low as possible, keeping the cost down, particularly in the current economic climate, the overall economy in which they are working. The dynamics, the dynamic growth in each region, such as Asia and South America, continue to provide commercial outputs, opportunities for companies generating and even greater international demand of skill set and talented pool from a talented staff point of view. And hence, these are some of the challenges in international compensation being one of the key elements which we spoke about. In the recent years, we have increasingly seen countries in these regions as, you know, emerge as expat countries, and the future there will be more movement out of these developing regions into the developed world. And these are the three important parameters being discussed as a part of our international compensation pattern. From a local pay issue point of view, a significant consequence of fast economic growth and generally high inflation in developing countries is a local is the local salaries that there are increasingly more rapidly than the expat salaries. Hence, there is a huge difference between the local salaries and the expat salaries. This is particularly evident in South America and in many developing Asian economies such as China from a local pay issue point of view. However, in developed countries, particularly in the Europe zone, and the local salaries have risen, has increased only moderately due to a low inflation rate from a overall restricted GDP growth point of view, and at the same is true from an expat salaries point of view. At the same time, the approach of one size fits all is unlikely to help companies succeed in attracting the global talent from an overall talent, a comprehensive point of view. From a low pay issue, the particular, graph which we see on the screen, the flowchart shows changes in local middle manager salaries as a percentage of expat salaries in the same level over the past 5 years for China, Chile, and France, particularly, wherein you clearly see the chart which defines the changes in local salaries of percentage of expat salaries and the multiple managers. And if you see, there is a clear difference between all the three countries from a local pay issue point of view. The steep rise in Chinese salaries, Chinese local salaries, mean they are now fast approaching expat level, making a host-based salary system in more valuable approach and for companies with the assignees there. And hence, there is a steep rise in the Chinese local salary, salaries mean point of view. And that's how this particular approach is one of the key approaches being discussed as a part of this particular graph, which clearly shows the increasing trend of the middle managers. The local pay issue in Chile for some of the South American countries, local salaries have recently overtaken the salaries of expat. In France, on the other hand, both local and expat salaries remain fairly stable, as in typically for a more developed country. So basis on the development of the country, examples of China, France, and Chile are the great points to and the great learning experiences from overall local pay issue point of view. At the same time, no matter which salary system currently is used in calculating an expat salary, it is important to track of the local salaries, because here the salaries depend on the local pay structure where the expat is working. This also enables a company to see how these fit related, from a fit relative to its assignee pay and the SS, whether any current remuneration approaches continues to meet and reinforce the business objectives. While comparing a local and expat salaries is not straightforward, it can certainly give an indication of whether local salary system is an appropriate or cost-effective enabler, alternative to the home-based approach. At the same time, when the expat employees see their local counterpart salaries is approximately 70% higher than their own, it is said to understand how they would feel underpaid. Hence, basis on the salary structure, the comparison between the expats and the local local salaries, it clearly defines how they are underpaid, and basis on that, basis on the approximate difference of 70% higher compensation, it clearly indicates the local pay issue, and hence organizations today are coming out with many policies to be able to cope up with the expat related compensation related issues from a stability point of view. Even though the expat may have extra benefits such as accommodation, education allowances and more, which might change the comparison, still more on the later, the cash element is still important, because even if it's only a psychological part, from a cash component point of view, this is one of the key differentiators from a expat local pay issue as one of the important component of a salary discussion. Expat from developing economies, the large pay difference between seniority in the developing locations highlighted can also cause issues when from overall a consideration point of view, a trend that is steadily increasing as a part of the finding from the expat from more developing economies point of view. For example, sending a junior manager on assignment from Brazil to Western Europe using a built-up approach may well result in an expat salary that is more or less in line to the other expat and local pay levels and typically the expat salaries. Hence, this key differentiators between the developing economies and from an expat example of Brazil and Europe clearly defines how the developing economies from an expat learning point of view is one of the key elements where the salaries have been discussed upon. However, to use this approach, a senior employee will result in a huge cost to the company, because of course with the skill set in which they are working, they will come at a huge cost for the organization from a developing economies point of view. From an expat from a developing economies, let's take an example from a Brazil earning an average Brazilian executive salary on assignment in London, may typically built up on a package earning about 75% more than the expat earning in the UK at a seniority. And hence, this compensation strategy helps from a global, from a balancing point of view, the global economies need to be considered from the employment and from a salary, component of an executive, assignment. The difficulty for the company is that the senior Brazilian employee is unlikely to be willing to move to most of the traditional highly salary developed countries on a local package, since they will lose the high buying power that they are used from a time to time. And hence, all these important parameters need to be considered as a part of our expat salary, as a part of our expat local pay issues and other components of developing economies.